From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld paid a surprise visit to Baghdad today. Along with Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Rumsfeld toured Abu Ghraib prison, and he spoke to U.S. troops. The visit came as numerous investigations are underway into the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib and elsewhere. Next week, the first military policeman charged in the scandal is due to appear at a special court-martial. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad.
The prisoner abuse scandal that has tarnished America's image in Iraq and around the Arab world followed Secretary Rumsfeld across the ocean. He told reporters traveling with him on the surprise visit that he wasn't coming to throw water on the prisoner abuse fire. When he arrived at the hulking Abu Ghraib prison, reporters on the tour said most Iraqi prisoners maintained a cool silence, with a few giving a thumbs-down gesture to the American dignitaries. Back at the heavily fortified Camp Victory at the Baghdad airport, Rumsfeld and General Myers delivered a determinedly optimistic pep talk to the troops, some of whom say they're bearing the brunt every day of the Iraqi rage at the abuses committed by their colleagues. Rumsfeld acknowledged more than once that the prisoner abuse scandal was stunning and a body blow to the American military's efforts here. But he was moved to remind these young men and women that the American military ethos doesn't include the degradation of enemy captives.
We've spent the day talking to people and seeing the steps that have been taken to see that those types of abuses to people for whom we have a responsibility and custody will not happen again. But it's important for each of you to know that that is not the values of America, and it's not your values, and I know that, and you know that, and your families know that.
Rumsfeld laughingly said he much preferred taking questions from soldiers than from politicians in Washington, but some of the questions, quickly referred to General Myers, went to critical issues for the troops, such as colleagues being killed because of shortages of armored Humvees or inadequate flak jackets. Myers said production issues had slowed delivery of some gear. He also said that the deadly low-tech weapons wielded by these Iraqi insurgents, homemade bombs known in military jargon as improvised explosive devices, continue to baffle the world's most advanced military.
And we've got to do better. I mean, we've got a lot of folks looking at the improvised explosive device problem. And to date, we have not found any magic remedy for those devices. But I'm not convinced there's not something out there. So we've got a lot of money going towards that effort. I think there are 130-some different organizations that are looking at it from all different angles.
Myers and Rumsfeld spoke on a day when another roadside improvised bomb killed another U.S. soldier in the Fallujah area. To the south, fighting continued between American soldiers and the Mahdi army, loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Residents of Karbala reported thick black smoke rising close to a sacred Shiite shrine. There was no damage reported to the shrine, a key concern for American commanders hoping to keep the mainstream Shiite population calm while they battled the marginally popular Sadr and his forces. As Rumsfeld fielded questions from soldiers who had been asked to extend their stay in Iraq, he said he hoped a new United Nations resolution would lead more countries to commit soldiers to Iraq. He also urged them not to dwell on the current worldwide outrage sparked by the prisoner abuse.
It's a tough battle, and there'll be plenty of potholes in the road. And mistakes will get made. But one day, you're going to look back, and you're going to be proud of your service, and you're going to say it was worth it.
Iraqis watching the comments on television wondered if Rumsfeld was addressing the troops or an American public signaling a growing weariness and disappointment with the war effort. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.